Heyo, we're back.
Heyo.
What's going on, boys?
Hey.
How's it going, buddy?
Good. Good, good, good. What'd y'all do today? Chris, what'd you do today?
I woke up.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, you just got up.
Time difference.
It's morning time.
Joe, what'd you do today?
I really don't want to talk about it because it was pretty much nothing.
Nice.
Did
that's what
gym?
We strive for here.
Yeah.
Did you go to the gym?
No, I didn't.
This was not a good place for me to start.
I needed to. I 100% needed to. I've skipped leg day for the past week and a half. And
week and a half? I thought it's been like 10 years.
You know, I'm getting back into it now, actually.
So it has been 10 years.
Anyways, I look like a Dorito.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, since I apparently picked the absolute worst spot to start this episode here, I'm just going to tell you what we're going to talk about. We're going to be talking about the importance of continuing extracurricular activities into adulthood.
Damn, and that was good. That's a tongue twister, and you nailed it.
Nailed it. What, and then, you
first
know,
try.
The good things that come from that. So, Chris, go ahead.
Yeah. What's up, guys? As Joey, you know, doesn't do leg day. You boys out here killing leg day, playing hockey, cycling, you know, getting out in the community and making friends as an adult and, you know, kind of just breaking up the monotony of life. That's another big word. Didn't even stutter on that one, so I'm proud of myself.
It came organically.
I can't say – it did come organically. I can't say extracurricular. I can't say it. It's one of them words. I can't do it, and it pisses me off. Anyway, at least my legs are big, unlike Joe.
That's
bad. So – oh my god, that word.
Do you want me to just say it every time?
Can you
dub over me saying extracurricular every time you're supposed to say it?
He's so funny. Oh my god, I would love it. Anyway, why is it important? And like, what do we do? What do we personally do to stay active within the community? And kind of, we talked about that one episode with the friends. So like, having distinct friend groups, right? Like, it's actually really important. And I enjoy having different friend groups like that because, I mean, we talked about, like, not having different personality, but, like, expressing more of one side with, like, a certain friend group versus the others. Like, you're not going to hang out with people at work, and, like, you don't want to act the same way with people at work than you do with, like, people at hockey, you know? Like, for me, for example. So why is that important? And, like, maybe even how to start that. So that's what we're going to be talking about today. And I know sports has been a lot of the conversation for us. It's just a big part of all of our lives. And so that's what I'm going to be focused on mostly. I'm sure Randy's going to focus on baseball and the gym. But we're going to get into it, each of us, and see how we each, you know, interact with our community and what we do.
Yeah, I mean, I think a lot of it starts even when you're a kid. And it's kind of taking those same things and transitioning them into adulthood. So, for instance, I made a lot of friends on, you know, other baseball teams I played on. Like, I played on travel teams where I met a lot of other people. And that kind of same concept has moved forward. I know it's the same for you with hockey. Mm-hmm. You know, that same concept has moved forward. Like, and, you know, even as kids, like, that's how me and Chris met and me and Joe met, was playing baseball. Like, you know, Chris was from another town than I was from, but we ended up playing on the same team together. And,
yeah, I
you know,
that.
Here we are.
Right.
I was terrible. I suck at baseball.
Yeah.
You weren't that bad.
Couldn't agree more.
You're pretty good outfielder.
Yeah, kick your ass in hockey, though. Yeah, and you know what's funny is, like, growing up, Joe and I, you know, we were the hockey kids. Like, everyone came to play hockey with us because I don't know how that happened, but we just were. I remember,
we
like,
had the street for it.
Yeah, that's true. Well, it was kind of downhill. Was not, now that we think about it, not the street for it.
No, it was bumpy. No, you're right. Anyways.
It was not the street. We just had the net and the passion for hockey. Like, we had, like, somehow we got, like, 20 hockey sticks. Like, I don't even remember. We just had a box full of hockey sticks, and all the neighborhood kids would come over, and we would just play street hockey.
Probably hijacked
don't know
them
how.
From somewhere.
Probably. I don't know. But it was so funny. You know, me and Joey would play with all these kids, and it would get hilarious. We would line up the street with, like, the neighbor's garbage cans, And, like, God forbid Joe went for a puck near one of them garbage cans, man. I threw him into those things so many times. It was so funny.
I will confirm this is true.
Yeah.
Though Joe may not think it's as funny. The garbage.
Yeah, no. I got my revenge one day. We had a short fence about 4 feet tall, and I put Chris right over that.
Yeah, I was just trying to get the puck near it, and next thing I know, I'm over it. So,
and it was in grass, funny. Too. It was
yeah. But that's how we grew up, right? Like, that's how you built friendships was, hey, like, let's, you know, let's all come together and play this sport or, you know, do something.
Dude.
And
remember the treehouse?
Oh, yeah. Building treehouses and stuff.
So much time on that.
Whoa.
Yeah, man. Yeah. And that's the thing is, like, this carries into adulthood, right? Like, working with a passion that you have. And you build great friends out of that, like-minded people. And it's just really nice to have. So for me, I mentioned I played hockey. Like, as a kid, I've played hockey my entire life. Not ice hockey, but I started out playing street, and then I played roller, and then we moved to Delaware. And, like, that was a good outlet for me because that move sucked, and I didn't feel happy in Delaware. But I was out skating at one of the, like, high schools. Joey went to high school there. Just skating in a parking lot, and, like, this whole group of guys came over and were like, hey, you guys want to skate with us? I was like, yeah, sure. And then we played every Sunday since then for, like, years. And yeah, it's just – go ahead.
I was just going to say, we made a huge bond with those guys.
Yeah. Yeah. It turns out they were old Air Force guys, like veterans. And, you know, we just started playing. They called me Hollywood because I was better than them. Shout out. I hope they listen to this one. That was funny. But, no, it's good. Like, and you just build friends so easily that way over, like, a common – sport for me, but it doesn't have to be sports. And that's followed me through my adulthood. Like, when I moved here to Omaha, you know, I mentioned I like hockey to a few guys in the squadron, and we started playing roller hockey, and then roller hockey turned into ice hockey, and now, like, I'm in the Omaha community of ice hockey, and it's a great community to be a part of. Like, everyone's looking out for each other and just really good friendships. So that's — we talked about, you know, using, like, Facebook groups and stuff like that. That's, like, one of the easiest ways to just find it. And you wouldn't even know Omaha has such a strong hockey community. But they do, like, hockey finders, like this app where you could just sign up and, like, you get drafted onto a team and you go play with, like, random people. And, like, you usually make a lot of friends. Like, I've been on a bunch of teams where I didn't know anyone and I've made a bunch of friends and we all hang out. So stuff like that in your adulthood is very important to just kind of, you know, feel like a child again and you get back to the basics and just have fun with people.
Yeah. It's a lot of just being a getaway too, because in life you get so caught up with just work and family. And if you have no other outlet, you just, what do you do? You go home and you do nothing. You maybe watch TV. But if you have a hobby or extracurricular activity, anything of the sort, you know, you can leave work and be like, oh, sweet, I get to go play hockey later. I get to see these guys that I never see. And it's just, another, it's nice, a de-stressor and just something to do with your time.
You get to, and, like, I go ahead.
You get to shut your brain off for a little bit. I mean, you know, you work and you come home, and that's, and when that's it, it just becomes monotonous and tedious, and you kind of, like, start to almost resent the things that, you know, you have to do, the things that are part of your everyday life. So you need that shut off. You need to be able to get away from that. And, you know, be able to turn off for a while, whatever that is, whether it's a sport, doesn't matter if it's video games, like, whatever your outlet is, you need that outlet.
Right. And communication and friendships. We talked about this in the friendship episode too, is, like, you need human interaction.
Exactly.
So if you just worked all day, maybe you only work with, like, a few people and you see those guys every day, then you come home, fall asleep, and then do it all over again tomorrow. That's a boring life, man. I would go nuts doing that. And that's not about, I'm not about it. I'll work all day, you know, I'll have a really stressful day and, like, be really tired, and I might even go home and take a nap. And then usually hockey's at, like, 8 or 9 for me during the weekday. And, like, I've stayed out till about 11 o'clock. Now, I don't recommend that because of our sleep episode. I talked about how important sleep is. However, every now and then it's fun. Like, we'll go play hockey till about 9 or 10 at night, and then we'll grill out in the parking lot and have a few beers in the parking lot. And, like, it's just, it's fun. You know, you build a lot of friendships like that.
Yeah, I mean, we do the same with my baseball team during the summer. You know, it's like, it's always tradition. Home games, win or lose, play our home games. And there's a bar that actually sponsors our team right up the road from where we play. We go there after every game, win or lose, doesn't matter. Because it's just,
yeah, that's awesome.
You get away from the sport aspect of it, where you need to have that competitiveness and kind of like that focus and tuned in, and now you can actually spend time with your friends that you see, that you get to see on those days.
Yeah, it's absolutely something to look forward to. And Joey, I know Joey has video games in the gym, and like that's just another example. So do you hang out with people outside the gym, like, that you've met there?
Yeah. I have a few friends. One dude named it's Dan, but he moved away. But there's definitely a few people I met in the gym that I will see outside of work. I think I saw one out shopping one day. Now there's not too many people that I hang out with regularly, but there's a lot of people that I work with and I know that all go to the gym, and every time that I'm at the gym, we always have a conversation there, and always a good time to talk to them. I will say that I do hang out with the people. So there's a lot of people in my life, right, that all go to the gym, and we always hang out there, and we hang out outside of the gym as well. But I wouldn't say they're the people that I've met there. There are a bunch of people I've met at the gym, but not too many of them that I hang out with on a regular basis. But I think that's just one of those things where you build the community even more and hang out with these people even more. And I could. I think there's just so many people that I hang out with regularly right now that I don't do that. Mm. So I'll put it this way. If you want to get into a community like that, someone who's going to work out, they can easily go into a gym, find some people to work out with, and make those people good friends and always hang out with them outside of work as well.
Well, you know,
yeah,
that's a
good point.
To use that same gym example, I can't tell you how many times, like, you know, I've gone into the gym and it started off as, you know, hey, are you using that piece of equipment?
Yes.
And then they say, you know, oh no, man, like, jump in. And then next thing you know, like, next time you see that person, it's like, hey, what's up? And then, you know, the next week you see him again and it's like, you know, oh,
hey, what's your name, by the way?
Yeah, exactly. What's your name, by the way? And then, like, what do you do for work? And the next thing you know, like, you're friends and you're talking about stuff that what came of that thing that you said happened at your job the other day? And, like, next thing you know, you have a relationship with this person.
Mm-hmm.
That all it really was, like, it's funny how it evolves, because all it really was at first was, you know, hey, you're using that piece of equipment.
Yeah, move your fat ass so I can get my gains, please.
Yeah. And now, like, you talk to this person, like, every time you see them at the gym, and then that can even evolve from there. I mean, you look at my relationship with Caesar, and, you know, again, that's more or less how it started. Like, he was friends with somebody else that I was friends with at the gym, and every once in a while we, you know, talk in passing. But, you know, then we started talking more, and then he was like, hey, if you want to jump in on some of my workouts, go for it. And now we work out together all the time. We hang out all the time. And actually, me and him and then a bunch of other people from our gym are going out for New Year's this year.
Yeah, that's awesome. Sweet.
So it's funny how, like, you get that group of friends, you know, really essentially start from nothing. All it started was me going to the gym. That's all I had to do.
Exactly.
And then I developed this group of friends from there.
That's hilarious because – so you know how my schedule is switched around a whole bunch, right? So
you get multiple groups.
It's hilarious. Like, I will go into the gym at any time of the day, and a lot of people are on consistent schedules. So, like, I know people who are normally there around, like, 4 to 6 area, and then I know people who are always at the gym at, like, 1 to 3 in the morning. And any time of the day that I go, there's just someone that I know.
Yep.
And it's just their normal time to be there.
Do they ever ask you, like, hey, man, where you been the past few weeks? I'm like, well,
oh yeah,
I've been switched back to days.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. I have one dude who works out where I do, and he always wears just, like, a American Captain America shirt, which is his staple. But he's always there in the afternoon time, and when I'm on night shift, I never see him. And then I come back, I'm like, ah, good to see you again. And he's like, well, where you been? And we always just catch up.
That's awesome.
That's great. I'll bond over the gains.
Yeah, it's, you know, the gym is a great place for us. And, you know, so, and like, don't be afraid to take up new stuff. Like, I had friends I met at work, and they mentioned disc golf. And I was like, disc golf? I've never done that before. That sounds kind of fun. So I went and bought, like, 3 of them. Like, that's all you need. And I went out and had fun. Now, granted, I didn't make a whole friendship, like, a whole community of it, but it was cool to try that, to see if, like, to try different things and see if you love it.
That's the thing, and, you never know.
Yeah, I didn't.
Like, if you go a couple more times, like, you might start developing those friendships. Like,
yeah, exactly. And that's kind of what I did with cycling. Like, I went out with one guy. You know, he's really big into biking, so I went out with him. And then met, like, a few more people. And, like, you post pictures online and stuff, right? And then people comment, like, hey, let's go ride and stuff like that. Like, it's awesome. I would have never guessed that Omaha had such, like, a big cycling community as well. And so many trails and, like, a different way to see the city. So, for me, I love hiking. We've talked about that, right? Well, there's obviously no hiking in Omaha. Because it's flat and corn. But... there is biking trails through the city, and I would have never known that had I not just gone out with my friend and just explored. And it's really cool. So that kind of fills that need for hiking, because I'm still outdoors, I'm still exercising, and I'm getting around. Like, and it's surprising how far you can get on a bike. It's like, damn, I just did 30 miles. Like, I just went to the next state over and back. What the hell? And it's just really cool. So... stuff like that as an adult is very important to have, to just not be stuck in the work, sleep, grind. Like, that's just miserable. You got to get out and, like, find stuff to do on your off time.
Oh, yeah. I know for me, video games is also another de-stressor for me, where I always look forward to it. I don't play as much as I used to, but now with some new games coming out that I'm interested in, I've gotten back into it, and... it's nice because you get to play with people from who have all moved away. Like our friend Brandon, I'm playing with him. He's down in Florida. And our other buddy Nick, also in Florida. Especially being in the military, right? There's so many people that you meet that move everywhere else around the world. And just bonding over video games, playing with them, you can play with them. Sometimes you're up at 3 a.m. and your buddy just woke up in, you know, Europe. And you get to play with them. So that's always nice. I know it's not... much of a de-stressor for Chris, but
yeah, okay. I am the complete opposite. Like, I if I sat home and just, like, log online, like we mentioned it before the podcast, I just get pissed off at video games. Like,
he's already mad just thinking about it.
I am, like, I hate it. It pisses me off. So why am I gonna, like, spend time doing so? I spent money on this to piss me off. That pisses me off even more. Like, I don't want to do that. So I've realized that. Suck.
Okay, but this...
well, yeah, you're not wrong.
But this plays to the point of the episode, though, is you're not going to like everything you try and do.
Exactly.
Of course.
Yeah, so you got to find what you do like and find the people you enjoy hanging out with. You know, people who play video games are not typically people I'd hang out with because they're okay with just sitting inside and, you know... I mean, not that there's anything wrong with playing video games, but I feel like, personally, that's kind of just wasting away... your life, because, like, you're not out in the real world experiencing stuff. And, like, to me, the most incredible stories and, like, adventures happen when I just am out, like, with no plan. I'm just out finding stuff to do and, like, talking with new people and, like, hanging out with new friends. That's how I love living my life.
Yeah. Actually, so I thought I should mention, especially because an episode we did, well, like, 2 weeks ago, alternative means of exercise. Next week, I'm actually going to try taking a kickboxing class at my gym.
Ooh.
There you go.
So,
is Caesar doing it too?
Is Caesar doing it? Yeah.
Yeah.
We're actually doing it with the one other girl who's a trainer there who I helped them with their photo shoot, Steph.
Yeah, yeah. Gotcha.
Yeah. So, it's her class. I'm going to take her class and do kickboxing. So, yeah.
Hopefully, you'll love it, dude.
I think so. And you never know who you're going to meet in there. Like, again, you might meet some pretty cool people.
You never know who you're going to kick in the face. Maybe Caesar. Maybe some stranger.
Maybe. Yeah, right. Probably Caesar.
No.
I know he's listening, so I'm going to tell him he should watch out when we take the class together.
Yeah, he'll, dude, that's too late. This will come out after that class, yeah, so it's actually, too late. Right. Caesar, you're buddy, right. if you've been kicked in the face, was it worth it?
You heard it here first. It
yeah.
But hey, I got
it. So if you end up liking it, are you going to stick with it, do you think?
Yeah, I think so. Why not? I mean, so... not to get too far off topic, but, like, cardio is part of our workout almost every day of the week, so we could do our workout and then go to kickboxing after, and it works the same. So I don't see why not, and I think it would be good to change it up. Not the same as just running on the treadmill every day. You know, like we said, break up that monotony. Do something different.
Yeah. You know, and that's a good, a good point, too, is, you know, seasons change and different activities can be done in different seasons, and it's something to look forward to. So actually, two little topics here. That book, well, actually, it's the second book, the book, Little Book of Luca now, not Huga now.
He's off Huga, he's on a Luca.
I'm on a Luca, which is a Danish word for happiness. So I'm like halfway through this book now, and it actually talks about the buildup, the anticipation. So we talked about the hedonic treadmill a lot on this podcast, right? So always keep that in mind, because it's even the books that I read, it's human nature, this hedonic treadmill. So always having that in your mind, you won't be as stressed. You won't be as depressed. Like, there's always stuff to look forward to. But the point I'm trying to make here is enjoy the process and like the buildup. So I'm going snowboarding. I booked my snowboarding trip months ago. I'm going twice, right? Me and Joey are going to be out in February, and I'm going again in the end of January. So I'll be out there twice within like 3 weeks. Sweet. And I'm looking forward to it because I've booked it. I've looked forward to it. The season's changing. Different activities open up during different seasons. So if you have like, you know, different activities that you can do throughout the year, not only have you broken up the monotony of like work and sleep grind, but now if I start getting tired of cycling, you know, like my legs need a break, I need to work on different muscles, I go snowboarding because now it's wintertime and I can do that. So having different stuff, and like you get to travel different parts of the world, meet different people. You know, I wouldn't say it's like a very European thing, but like you can go to Europe and like you can meet people in Europe doing the same passion as you that you have like no idea, nothing else, like the same background, you know, like it's just really cool to meet totally different people with the same love of whatever activity that you're doing.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's pretty cool. Like every time that I've gone snowboarding, right, I post pictures of it, and I have a whole bunch of different friends who always text me and they're like, hey, you know, would you like to go with me one day? I'm like, of course. So you just build up a whole friend group to do snowboarding with. So, I mean, I plan to go in New York, Vermont, and Pennsylvania, obviously Colorado. And you get to explore everywhere around the states that you can do it at.
Yeah, plus then you get a little competitiveness. Like Joey and I raced last year, right? It was last year, yeah.
Who won?
And, it was last year, yes.
Well, Joey won because I went the car back into the mountain, and he like blocked me into the trees. I was like, wow, what a dick move. I would have won. Fair. Dude, I literally would have won, but I tried to cut. Like, I was in like 2 feet, and this man just cuts me off. Like, wow, okay, dude.
Full send.
Straight cut him off.
Straight Joe style.
Yeah.
Hell yeah, brother.
But did I win? Yes.
But I got a new board this year that I'm stoked to use, and you're going down, Joe. Just know that. And I'll have a week in advance.
We're going to have to post the results. We're going to have to let you guys know.
I'm going to film it. And then
I'm
going to push him into a tree.
Do it. So, actually, one of the things I noticed, so when I first started going hiking on like some of the more public trails,
Those are the nicest people in the world.
Yes, that was what I was getting at. And like, you probably get the same thing in like all of these communities, whatever the activity might be. But you got to remember, like, these people are their best selves. Did I say that right?
Yeah.
They are their best selves when they're when they're hiking or snowboarding or whatever the activity might be, because they're happy doing it. Like, that's what they want to be doing. So, like, you're really seeing the best in those people when you're at those places. So, again, that's another reason why it's such a great place to meet like-minded people.
That's what it's all about, right? Like, you all have the same passion. So, like, you're on the trail. Obviously, you enjoy kind of getting out and, like, not – like, for me, I don't like video games. So, you're not going to meet someone on the trail who plays video games professionally or, like, nonstop, right? You're going to meet someone who enjoys nature and who enjoys, like, slowing down – and, you know, thinks the same way you do. So there's, if you do what you love, you're gonna meet the right type of people that you want to hang out with, and you're gonna make friends. It's just simple as that.
100%.
Yeah, there are so many different activities that you could do. I have so many friends who are car enthusiasts who go to car shows all the time, and you meet so many people at those things. So many, you got sports, video games, anything that you could think of.
Go. And yeah, so it's actually funny, because we've talked about social media. Use social media to your advantage here, because I'm obviously down in Okinawa, and you know, All Trails, the app for hiking, I have it. Randy, do you have All Trails?
No, I should get it.
Yeah, you should. It shows like all the hikes in the area. However, there's hikes that are secret. And so I found a Facebook group for down here in Okinawa. And, you know, I had to like request to be added to it. Like, okay, guys, you're cool. But anyway, I'm just joking. Like it is, there's like 15,000 people. So I'm like, what? Okay. Why do I have to request? Doesn't matter besides the point. But it was cool because I joined that group, I found a hike that is not on all trails. And like, it's nobody knows about it. Just somebody posted, hey, I did this hike. If you guys want to go do it. And we did it. And it, granted, it wasn't that cool, but it is nice to find new things, like join Facebook groups, like for hockey, hiking, even video games, car meets, like do that. Use Facebook to your advantage, because I know we all hate it, and like the ads, whatever, that it sucks. I hate social media. However, it can be very beneficial, and like, yeah, using that is awesome. And it's all about just making friends and just enjoying life outside of like work and just being stressed.
Yeah, absolutely. Chris, huge facts. Earlier you mentioned the little book of Luca.
Yes.
Right. The little book of Luca. Yeah. So reading is another great extracurricular activity. I can say the word, Chris can't. And
damn it, dude.
I think you need to read more. Obviously it's a.
Well, see, maybe.
I try too
just
hard.
Just maybe the problem is he's not reading. Maybe. Chris has used our link down below in the description. Ooh. For Audible free for 30 days, where you don't have to read the books. You can just listen to them. So
yeah, I can listen to you say extracurricular. I think I just said it.
Oh,
I
he did it.
Oh, no,
it only took 10 times. He
yeah.
switched the flip and he said it right.
Can I do it again? Extracurricular? I am reading, jerk. I just had to prove you wrong. Anyway. Very audiobooks, nice. Audible, free trial, 30 days for free. Did we mention it's free?
Down below.
Click the link. Click help us out. Support the show. It's an affiliate link, obviously, if you didn't know that. So it helps us out a little bit. We could buy more equipment. You know, we can try and coach Jared with some money to get back onto the podcast.
Speaking of, new equipment.
Oh.
Hey-o. Ooh, new microphone.
Still new.
Let's go.
Still in the box, so we got to do that. But
still,
you know,
wrapped. Wow.
Still wrapped.
Yeah, that's nuts. Good. Sweet. Click that link. Help us out. Listen to this book or read it. What have you. And, you know, join some Facebook groups. Do your thing. Get out of the monotony of life. Yeah, just get out and do what you love. You know, go for a hike. Play some sports. Play some video games if that's... As you can tell, I'm kind of negative towards video games, but whatever. Works for some people. you know, do what you love. Go read a book. Go to a coffee shop. You know, people like going to coffee shops. Maybe to be alone and get out by themselves. But you never know if, like, someone wants to strike up a conversation. Go work out. Get the gains. Ask that person if you could steal their equipment and push them out of the way. And they might become your best friend. And then when you sign up for kickboxing, all that pent-up frustration they've built with you and they've hidden behind this facade, they can just kick you in the face. And then your friendship just grows even more.
I don't know what he's trying to say.
So
about
I feel like
me,
you're just telling a story for Randy.
I am. Yeah. Caesar's not Randy's friend. Anyway, thanks for listening, guys. Go out and find something new to do. I challenge you this week. Go do something. Find an extracurricular. Oh, I did it for like a third time. That's impressive. Find an activity to do. Get out there and do it. And let us know. You know, send us a DM. Speaking of DMs, follow us on socials. Instagram is below. All of our Instagrams are linked below. And there's also Patreon
TikTok
if you
and Twitter.
Want to support. Yeah, TikTok, Twitter. We're on all the socials. We're pretty big, you know? It's no big deal, but it is what it is. Yeah. Anyway, hope you guys listen. We'll see you next week. And from all of us here at Lessons Learned, thanks for listening.
See ya.